2 days, Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samech. We're moving now, April. And the following Siman introduces a new Dirabonon, which restricts the use of an enclosure that the Chachamim deemed, we'll call it, an inferior enclosure. Now, we know that there's a principle of Lavud, as you guys know, look, guys are learning Sukkah. And Lavud dictates that any gap less than 3 tvachim wide is considered closed. So based on that, let's say you have an enclosure comprised of sticks driven into the ground. So that would be considered enclosed, even if there is space between one stick and the next, as long as each stick is spaced less than 3 tvachim away from each other. So you could have these sticks, and you have big, you know, much bigger gaps than stick, as long as they're within 3 tvachim of each other. Okay? And that would be good on a Daraisa level. That would be a good mechitza. Right? As long as each stick is spaced less than 3 tvachim for the next. So the Chachamim came, and by the way, the same thing would be if you have, like, ropes one above the other going around, and you have in between the ropes horizontally. Okay? Let's say you have the ropes going horizontally, and in between these horizontal ropes, you have a space less than 3 tvachim, so halachically it's considered enclosed. But the Chachamim came and said, these walls are halachically, the Rabbanan Dikka, inferior, because they're be'etzem, okay, not walls, they're halachic walls, and therefore they, you know, what makes them weak? What makes them weak is that they're basically unrefined and temporary in nature. And therefore, such mechitzos, they deemed mechitzas, but inferior mechitzas. Inferior enclosure, inferior walls. You'll say, l'may nafka mina. Why is that significant? Okay, so we'll see. They're going to aser, Chachamim are going to aser such walls, but in a limited fashion. It's going to be good, not good, we'll see. Let's look at when and where they allowed carrying in such mechitzas, and when they didn't allow carrying such mechitzas. Now, just one other factor you should, and this will help us get through it. When did these mechitzas become very relevant? In those days, people would travel. They traveled by foot, they traveled by convoy, they traveled, you know, wagons, and they'd get to a place on Shabbos, and they'd have to go ahead and set up shop, right, in the field or whatever, on the way, right? The Baal Shem Tov, and the what's it called, and the donkeys, and all that. They had to stop. So what would they do? They would go and they would put sticks up around, and this way they'd be able to carry within the makeshift mechitza. And they were doing that for Shabbos, so it was residential in nature because they did it goofa to be able to hang out there over Shabbos. But on the other hand, these were shvacha walls, shvacha inferiors. Let's see now. Shin Samach. Yachin Sheshavas Bebika. You have one individual who, you know, he's going on his own, his baitidus, and he's in a bika, in a plane, and Shabbos comes. And what did he do? Hikif mechitas gruos. Put up, and he surrounded himself with these shvacha mechitas. Kigon, what are these shvacha mechitas? For example, vertical shesi below erev. Right? If you have, they had vertical, let's say, pegs. Okay, vertical pegs below Erev without any horizontal, let's say, ropes going around O Erev, or they would be horizontal, let's say, without below anything vertical. Right? Again, so Shesi below Erev would be pegs stuck in the ground, nothing horizontal there, and Erev below Shesi would be, like we said, like ropes going around and having a space in between. So let's say he did that. So he says, "Atza sayim mutil l'taltol b'kula." Up to 2 sa, he can carry in there. He says, "Sayim ve'elech." More than 2 sa after that, ein metaltol in bo ella ba'arba amos. Okay, more than 2 sa, he would not. You don't carry in there. You can't carry in there more than dalid amos. So what's coming out here is a fascinating halacha, and we'll. So too if you have two people. So again, one or two people, are okay to carry up to two besa. More than two besa, they would not be able to carry in these inferior enclosures. They were made of shesi below erev, erev below shesi. Let's see what this is all about. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, cut and olive. Yochi teshavas bebika. Hu adin tafilu makon yishuv gamkin. The truth is, this is not lav davka out in the prairie. Okay? Even if it was in residential areas, it would be the same halacha, mutter asasayim. So this has nothing to do with where you are. The assumption here is this is hukaf ladira. But the issue here is the nature and the structure and the solidity of those, if that's a word, of those walls. Ukin lakaman besimin shin samach bay, like we'll see coming up in shin samach bays. So we're going to see there's no difference between whether it's out in the bika or in the residential areas. So why did he give the example of Yachid Sheshavas Bebika? And not got Bika Lashmi'inan, he took a Bika to teach you an extra Chiddush. Da'afilu Bebika. Even in a Bika, She'ein Matsui Lo Mimar Lasos Mechitos Mulos. Out in the prairie, he's not going to be able to get build a real good Mechitza. You have to make him makeshift Mechitza, makeshift enclosure. Even so, Afilochi Yechmiru Rabbanam. Even so, the Chachomim were Machmir. The Asur and the Asur imu Machzik Yosef Zayzayim. They Asur such inferior enclosures if it was enclosing an area more than two base saw. What are examples of this inferior enclosure? Sifkat and base, Gigon Shesi, Ha Shesi, Hainu Gigon Shenatz, Kanim, like we said, he puts sticks, spikes, or whatever it is, in the Karka, Pachas Mishlosha Tvachim, Ze Eitzel Ze. Hey, obviously, these are 10 tefachim high, so he puts these, he puts these pegs about 10 tefachim high in the ground, and they're less than 3 tefachim away from each other. He says, obviously, we're talking about where it actually gets spiked into the ground, because if not, they would move around. The wind would blow in, and they would not stand still and fixed in the ground. So you have to be able to be talking about where it got pegged into the ground so that the ruach would not go ahead and blow them. The lava chilo nefshav, because if they would be blown around by the wind, then it wouldn't even be considered a machitza at all. In other words, a machitza that's blowing these shvacha machitzas wouldn't even be defined as an inferior enclosure. It would be no enclosure if it wasn't dug into the ground. We're talking about if it was dug into the ground. Halachically, you have a solid wall, halachically, but because there's, right? Again, because the nature of these walls are temporary, because no one really makes an enclosure like this unless it's temporary in nature. So that's why they were deemed inferior, even though halachically they create a, which is a yachid. Okay, so now we got to Siv. Are we still in the middle of Bays?
So greatest time is
going to
be...
Oh, yeah. Sif Gimel. What?
Greatest assignment is
Moda Deraita. Yeah, that's it. Greatest assignment, we'll see. Gimel. Erev below Shasi. Or if you have a horizontal without vertical. Kigon Shehikiv Kama Chavolim Zeh L'malam Yizeh. I mean, you surrounded, okay, the area with ropes, one above the other. V'ein bein chevel l'chevel. And between the ropes, there's in Shloshat Tfachim. V'ein b'sefer Gaon Yaakov Shehiki B'shem HaRajba, so check out the Gaon Yaakov, who brings in the name of the Wat, the Rajba, and the Mitzvah. The Hu Adin, the Oime Meruba La Paritz. Gamke Mechitza Gruim. He says, a case where you have Oime Meruba La Paritz, that's also Mechitza Gruim. We're going to see that there are cases where you can have big gaps, even more than three Tvachim, if you have what? More standing wall than open space. That is called Oime Meruba. The standing wall is more than the breeches. So he says that type of mechitza, according to the Gaon Yaakov in the name of the Rajba the Ritva, that would also be a mechitza grew and have the same halachic status. Kimo b'shesi below erev. Aval shar poskim lo hiskiru davar zeh. He says other poskim don't bring down this shita. V'chein b'yushami lo mashmachi. So it comes out that although the going. Yaakov brings it down. Other posts say that the only time we deem something an inferior enclosure is if it's Erev below Shasi, or Shasi below Erev. And what's the halacha? Sifkandalid. Ad Sasayim, if you're one, or as we saw, two people, you can carry in it up to two sa. The Ad Bechal, including two sa. Avayayisayim is a Sasayim. Well, but more than a Sasayim, Afilu hu tzarech le sashmisha. Lo. Avayayisayim is a Sasayim lo. Afilu hu tzarech le sashmisha. But more than two Sasayim, even if he needs that, he personally needs that area for his usage. That was the limit they gave for one or two people to be able to carry in it. The basic idea that Mefarshim explained is that we know, for example, a karpeth, you can only carry, right, in up to two sa. What was a karpeth? A karpeth had good structural mechitzas, but it also wasn't enclosed like a shtag enclosure, because it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes. Here is a different chisaron. The chisaron is it might be enclosed for residential purposes, but it's being enclosed with what? Inferior mechitzas, inferior walls. So both of these are identical in the sense that these were Rishus HaYachid that, you know, have Carmelist-like qualities and that they don't have the super shtak mechitzas, either because it wasn't done for classic enclosure purposes, namely, or Rishus HaYachidic purposes, like residential, or because the mechitzas themselves were not the type of mechitzas that you have in Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, they treated it like a Carmelis when it was what? When it was very huge, meaning it was larger than the minimal, you know, normative chatzer, because they took, I don't remember where they took the chatzer from, the shear of two beisel was taken from the Mishkan, the chatzer of the Mishkan, as the limit. And therefore, more than that, they treated it like a Carmelis with the inferior mechitzas, and therefore, a metalkalin bo ella. Ella, right, Arba Amos, you can't carry there more than Arba Amos, like a Carmelis. Sif Katan. Oh, we continue. But Mr. Sayyim Behelech, Sif Katan Hey, Ritzona Lomar, Shaheke Vayamasik Yosef Sayyim. If it's surrounded more than two Beisa area, there, Echmiru Rabbanon, Rechachamim Machmir, the Asru Letaltelbo, Kimo Bishar Carmelis. And they asked him to carry there, as we said, like other Carmelis. When we call Makom, now is what he says. Even though it's like a Carmelis and you can't carry within it, but we don't treat it like a pure Carmelis. We call Makom lo nechshav ki Carmelis gomor. You can't treat it like a regular Carmelis. Lekula, sheye muter lahotzi mimenu lekarmelis acher. There's a lacha, you're allowed to carry from one type of Carmelis to another type of Carmelis, remember? But that's only if it's a pure Carmelis. But this is really a Rishus HaYachid, right? Where they gave it a din of a Carmelis. So they're not mekel. You can carry from this mechitza grua, from this inferior mechitza enclosure that's more than two beisa. Although you can't carry in it like a Carmelis, we don't treat like a Carmelis lakula, allowing you to carry from there into a regular Carmelis because it's really what a Rishus HaYachid. Got it? The Behemas, he says, Rishus HaYachid gamaru al yidei lavud. It's really Rishus HaYachid with lavud. Elashech miru bo chazal. The Chachila, Chazal Machmir, you shouldn't have a mechitza gruer because it's made up of these shvacha mechitzas. So it's a halachic mechitza without it really being a be'etza mechitza. The mechitzas gemuros, mutal etaltel bekula. In this type of scenario, if you had real solid mechitzas, not this inferior mechitza, you'd be able to totally carry there. Even if it had what? Even if it was machzir yoisemi basis ayim arbe. Even if it enclosed way more than two sa. Why? Because we're talking where it was hukfuladira. Shari, he keep him ladur behem b'shabbos. Because what's he doing? He's setting this up to be able to live there over Shabbos. Vafilu rakal Shabbos achas. Even if it was for only one Shabbos, it would be good. And midaraisa would be good. Even if they weren't, you didn't have solid mechitzas. As long as you had shesi below erev and erev below shesi, it would be a good. Dairaisa, full blown enclosure, and therefore you would not be able to carry from it into another Carmelis. Okay? Obviously you can't carry from it to a Rishus HaYachid either, because we treat it like a Carmelis L'chumra. Let's move on. Sif Katan Vav. Oh, we gotta move on. Shulchan Aruch. V'chein adim im heim shnayim. And The same halacha would be, as we said, if there are two people. We did that already. Two people also. Ritzon Lomar, the Gambazeh, he knows in the Shnei Yachad, Rakad, based sign. This means to say, this is a chumrah, that even two people only have up until what? Two base saw to be able to carry in with these inferior enclosures. That's what we're going to call it for now. We're going to call it for now on inferior enclosure. The shesi below Erev, Erev below shesi, inferior mechitza, inferior enclosures. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Vimheim Shlosha Yisraelim. Now we come to the Chila. What happens if there are three people in this inferior enclosure that's more than Beis HaSayim? Chashuvim Kishayara. We treat them like a convoy of people traveling. And therefore, Mutilataltel Bakulo. They're going to be allowed to carry in this inferior enclosure, even if it's enclosing more than two beisa, afilu gadol harbe, even if it's very large area that's being enclosed. Let's look at the, oh, sorry, uvelvad, we're not finished yet, uvelvad shelo yakifo yoiser migdei tzarka. However, it can't be where it's enclosing more than these three people's needs. Shelo yishar beisa sayim, there shouldn't be two saw in this enclosure, panui, of empty space, she'ein tzrichim lo, that they would not need l'tashmish. The idea being, you have like three people going on traveling, and set up shop in a field. So they obviously need more than two saw. So once you had three people, they gave them more space, but that space was limited into a scenario where they're actually using that space. If they have two saw within that space enclosed, continue on. Panui, hamukaf arba amos. Then they would not be able to carry all that was enclosed more than dalid amos. Look at the Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Zion hamukaf because we view the whole mechitza as like it's nothing in a case where there's a two base saw. An empty space, even if it's with three people. Continue on the Shulchan Aruch. Bamed varam amurim kishe hikifu yoiser al sheish sain. We're talking here where he goes ahead and they go ahead, these three, and they enclose more than six sa. Avalim lo hikifu yoiser al sheish sain. But if they did not go ahead and surround more than six sa, afal pisha yeser sain panu, even if it's a sain, two sa of empty space, since there are three people, and you divide six by three, so that means you have what? You have two saw per person. Then we couldn't care less about the fact that they left two saw in space there, and then therefore they'd be able to carry with six saw or less, even if there was a two saw space there. And then Ramah continues, you can't count a guy as one of those three. Others say you can't count the katan to the three, to allow you to carry in an inferior enclosure more than two base saw. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Ches, Kishiv, Kifu Yoser al Sheish, if they surround more than six saw, the Sheish Se'in is the Sosha Anash, because six saw is for three people, because you've got two saw each. The Kolechad Beis HaSayin, each will have two saw. Ben Heimi Kifu Yoser, we're talking about where they went ahead and they surrounded more than six saw. Don't Sheva. The Lahutzuchu, they only needed what? Chamesh, and therefore they left two base empty. Finishes a sign, panui. Beyond Kain Hassan, that's why it's us. Aval in Lohi Kifu Yosef al Sheish. They did not go ahead and surround more than six. Came on the Sheishu Ashir, the Shlosha Anashim. Since that's the Shir for three people, the Cholachad, each of them, they assigned their two saw. Lo Machmirin and Afil Nishar, they assigned panui. They weren't Machmir, even if they had more than two saw of empty space. Or sorry, either they had two saw of empty space. Bayim b'taz v'el yarabah. However, check that taz v'el yarabah. Again, kasa v'seh v'gon Yaakov. Shekol ha-rishonim chol klazeh. All rishonim ha-cholek v'daitam. And they hold the after-pachol v'sheish. Even if it's less than sheish. Kol sheyesh sasayim panui. If there is two sasayim that is of empty space, then it's going to be usher because it's enclosing a greater area than two saw. Adkan will continue right there tomorrow.